StoryCorps has become a national enterprise. But I want to ask you about the kind of special role you undertook when 9/11 happened.
You know, we've done a series of special initiatives over the years. The first one was with the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, where we set a goal to record one story to remember each one of the people who perished on that day. And we've been recording those interviews ever since. We'll play one of them. This is a woman named Monique Ferrer, who came to remember her ex-husband, Michael Trinidad, who was at the World Trade Center on September 11th.
When I met Michael, I was 14 years old, and I knew that he was going to be my boyfriend. We got married when I was 19, and we were both kids. We really didn't know what next, you know, get married and now what. When we were divorced, I remember the kids telling me that their father confided in them with a secret and they didn't want to tell me. And I'm like, well, what's the secret? And they said, well, Daddy still loves you. He doesn't want us to tell you. And I said, well, I know, and I love him too, but Mommy and Daddy have gone their separate ways, but we'll always be a family and we'll always be your mom and dad. On 9/11, I remember getting up to take my daughter. She had a doctor's appointment, so my daughter was home. At 9:04, I got a phone call, and it was Michael, and he was calling from the 103rd floor. And the first thing that he said was, I'm calling to say goodbye. And I said, why? Where are you going? And he said, well, I'm in the building that was just hit by a plane. He just wanted to tell me how much he loved the children. And he says, you know, I also want to tell you that I always loved you. And I said, I know. The kids told me. And I'm remarried, so I asked my husband to get on the phone, and I thought maybe my husband could talk him into finding an exit. And when my husband got on the phone, he asked my husband if he would be my children's father. And my husband said, you're going to be coming home. You're going to be their dad. And I'm their dad too. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to make it. And my daughter was there, and she saw me becoming a little hysterical, and I didn't know whether to put her on because I didn't know how he would react. He thought she was at school. It just really breaks my heart that he's not here for them. It's like the only thing on his mind was to tell the kids that he loved them. And I tell the kids this every day. Everything you do, just think about your dad. And the thing is that my two children look just like him. And they talk like him. And they joke like him. So it's like he's there. You know, I see him in them every day. And as much as he used to drive me crazy, he was my family and my best friend.
Such a complicated story in the way it peels back the heart. Our feelings aren't neat. You can't tie them up in ribbons.
Yeah, you know, a couple of things while listening to that clip. One is just the incredible courage it takes for people to come in and do something like this. Mm-hmm. You know, and the only way that people can understand what was lost in moments like 9/11 is by breaking it down into the human voices and the human stories. And that's the only way I think that our brain and our heart can take in something as awful as that.